Welcome to the Classic Cafe. As promised, I'm catching up with Tia Goins today on this Monday in the cafe. Good day to you, Tia.
Hey, Beth, how are you?
I am doing so great. Been playing the heck out of your music around here. We're so excited about your brand new release, Swing, Shuffle, and Sway. Can you talk with me about this CD release today?
Absolutely. Yes, I am so excited as well. I cannot wait for people to hear this album.
And it released on September 7th, so it's still in its infancy.
It is, yeah. It's still brand new. So we're just kind of getting it out into the world. And, you know, we like to kind of take our time and let everybody hear it at their own pace. And so it's just nice to be able to talk about it and tell people about it. We've been working on it for, gosh, almost a year. And so, you know, I want to savor every moment I can talking about it and letting the release go as slow and easy as it would like to go, because we worked so long on getting it ready to go.
You have a great following, and I happened to catch the episode of Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting when you sang a song called I Know the Lord Will Stand By Me, and it is on Swing, Shuffle, and Sway. Oh my goodness, Tia, what a moment for you. Tell us about this song, and I really want to know if you know who wrote the song.
Well, actually, yes, this song, it was one of those songs that I grew up, my family grew up singing this song. My grandma sang it, my great-grandma sang it, all my aunts and uncles knew this song. And so when I came along, I was singing at a little Opry show called the Truman Lake Opry in Missouri, and my grandma would come out and sing on stage with me, and this was one of the songs that we would do together. She was also a singer and sang around the Kansas City area for years at all the clubs there. But we would come out and do I Know the Lord Will Stand By Me. And so, but no one had ever heard the song. When we would do it, people were like, what is that song? Who wrote that song? We're like, we don't really know who wrote it. And we kind of had given some of the credit to my great-grandma, because we thought maybe it's something she came up with, because they all played piano and sang and, you know, that kind of thing. So for years, we didn't know. And then when they decided to do the Wednesday night prayer meeting, I thought, I'm going to do that song, because we're going to be sitting in a room with people who have sang gospel music their whole lives, the Oak Ridge Boys, the Gatlin Brothers. You know, I thought, someone will know this song, obviously, when I sing it. And so I do it in the room, and everybody's like, nope, we've never heard that song. I'm going, what is going on? So, of course, once it aired, that song, for whatever reason, just took on a life of its own. People really, really loved that song. So we decided to record it and get it on this album. And in order to do that, you know, a lot of times you do have to go back and try to find the writers so that everyone can be paid properly and be, you know, get the proper recognition that they deserve. And so we dug and dug and dug, and we finally found the writer of the song. And her name, the listed name, was Irene Ambergie Cosey. Now, that is a mouthful of a name. What we didn't know until later was that that was Martha Carson's pen name. So Martha Carson, that wrote all those great old gospel songs, wrote this song, but this was written like early in the 50s. So I don't know if this was before she took the name Martha Carson and this is her actual name, but they are connected and that is her. But her, the name listed as the writer for this song was Irene. So that's the story.
That is a great story. And I was listening because you said, I don't know, my meemaw may have written this song. And do you remember what Bill Anderson said?
Yeah, he said your meemaw was a good writer. And I was like, what? I'm going, holy cow. I know. Yeah, it was crazy. So we really, it was nice to finally figure out the mystery behind it all, because I thought surely if they had written that, they would have said that at some point. Like someone would have known, you know, that they wrote it or whatever. So it was nice to kind of finally put a lid on it and know that, okay, we know who wrote it, we know who sang it, and all that kind of stuff. But that song, really, I mean, it's such a simple song. It's such just a, you know, basic John 3:16 gospel song. But it's so fun. And doing it, when we did it live, of course, on the Wednesday night prayer meeting, doing it in the room with all those heroes of mine singing along, it was very, very overwhelming. And I was very, very thankful that we got to put it on this album.
The response just in that room was breathtaking.
It was quite surreal. I obviously, if you've seen the video, which it's on my website, it's on YouTube, you can see it. But my reaction, I was really overcome with emotion at that moment, because even though my Meemaw didn't write that song, she and I sang that song. So that was kind of our song. And to look around that room and see all of those people that not only did I grow up loving, but she was the one that turned me on to most of their music, you know. And so to see them singing along to that song, it was a really cool experience. It was very overwhelming for me.
And if I remember right, correct me here, was that the first time you had ever sang her verse of it?
It was. Indeed. It was funny because when we do Country's Family Reunion, we typically do a rehearsal the day before, so that we run over everything. It's not a deep rehearsal. We literally run through the song one time, and that's it. Well, on that particular day, that particular Wednesday night prayer meeting, we weren't having rehearsals. They were like, we're not going to do rehearsals. We want this to be as real and raw as possible, so we don't want anybody to rehearse anything. Well, most of the artists were doing, you know, the Amazing Grace and How Great Thou Art, songs that everyone was familiar with, so that wasn't so scary. My song, no one in the band had ever heard it. No one in the room had ever heard it, so I was really nervous going into it, you know, without any rehearsal at all. So literally when I sang it on screen, when you guys saw it on screen, that was the first time the band had played it. That was the first time I had sung it, and that was the first time I had sung that verse.
It is the purest. It has that simplicity, and yet it is a contagious little number. So we want to definitely thank Martha Carson for a great song that you've been blessed with through your history in music. Let's play it for our listeners right now. Here it is, I Know the Lord Will Stand By Me by Tia Goins.